Welcome to USA Football's Coach and Coordinator Podcast. My name is Chris Sharp, and I'm your host for this week's highlight show. The Coach and Coordinator Podcast is here to help you lead the next generation of football players. Whether it is a lesson on implementing new schemes, leadership seminars, or ongoing trends in football, our channel is a resource for you. On Monday, we went inside the program with St. Xavier High School's head coach, Steve Speck. Learn how Coach Speck approaches the offseason, especially when it comes to establishing the strengths and weaknesses of his team.
We wanted to get back to running the ball and pounding the ball. And so what do we do? Well, we visit. Who will you visit? You visit Michigan State. You visit Stanford. You visit Wisconsin. You visit the teams that pound the ball. So we went on our visits, and we were going to be heavy in a fullback, a two-back set with a lead blocker. All of a sudden, I got a young senior who is a track fast guy, not very big, but he's fast, and he's really showing me something. So now all of a sudden we start shifting from, okay, we want that power package, but we've got these two fast tailbacks, neither one of them we want blocking, so now you're gonna tweak the package and you're gonna fit the puzzle differently. That's what we're trying to do, is get a better idea of what our kids can do and how the puzzle fits. I think if you're inflexible and you say, this is what we're gonna run, this is how we're gonna run it, you're doing yourself a disservice, because you gotta fit the puzzle to the talents of your kids.
Tuesday's episode featured Bates College's special teams coordinator, Garrett McLaughlin. Hear how Coach McLaughlin has established a fourth down mentality for his special teams unit, and how that has led to increased focus and effort in the third phase of the game.
So like the fourth down mentality kind of speaks to that. You know, when you think about a fourth down play, when you're on offense or defense, you know, you're going to approach that with a high level of focus. Great effort, great detail, right? You know, the receivers are tightening up their gloves a little bit more. Everybody's in their stance, they're ready to go. We should be approaching special teams the same way. And that's why I really try to get to our guys. We tell them all the time, our edge is that we care more. We really need to take special teams in a serious manner and always show them, you know, examples from big time games, NFL, Division One, stuff like that. You know, we're big on, it's funny because earlier today, Coach Yano actually touched on something really similar to that, is, you know, we talk about everything in threes. And the big thing for us in the fourth down mentality, or our three, is maniacal effort, detail, energy. And that's how we look to approach everything that we do throughout special teams. I even go to it where we hold our fist up. That's the official sign for fourth down. That's what all our guys do in the meeting. And I put my fingers out, and they have to say, one is maniacal effort, two is detail, three is energy. You know, to the whole room, when we go on the field, we hold our fists up, all that type of stuff, just to constantly be reinforcing that.
We continue our home team series this week with the University of Virginia's offensive line coach, Garrett Tujay, on Wednesday. During the episode, Coach Tujay detailed the unique work schedule that Virginia head coach Bronco Mendenhall has put in place for his staff.
But every Monday at 5 o'clock, Coach Mendenhall shuts down the whole operation from 5 to 6, buys dinner for our whole coaching staff and our kids, and they all come in the office, and then the place turns into like a mini Chuck E. Cheese, and there's just little kids running all over it. And there's been numbers at times that we have the highest amount of little kids in the country on our staff. And I mean, it's just awesome, man. You got really nice steaks, and then you got chicken fingers. It's a great night. And then the families, you know, usually migrate out to the indoor practice facility, and they go and play, and then we go back to work at 6. And then just finish up stuff. We practice in the morning. So when I get back Tuesday morning, I'm ready to rock and roll. Done with practice probably by 10:30 Tuesday morning. Same with Wednesday morning. Watch film, and my guys probably have their film with my comments probably by noon. And then every day, Coach Mendenhall gives us time to exercise. It's almost like you got to tell them what you did so you didn't just go waste time, but he wants you to exercise every day. You know, if it's just going for a walk or pushing steel or jogging or, you know, what it's swimming like, he wants you to get out of the office, rejuvenate. And then, man, Tuesday, Wednesday, typically home by 6:30 for dinner with my family. Thursdays are amazing. So go again, practice Thursday morning, same deal. At 12:30, we meet at Coach Mendenhall's home, and we have a staff meeting there, and then we break off offensive, defense, and we're usually done by 3 o'clock on Thursdays. Time if there's a you know, pregame meal for my son's team or whatever, I'm there to help serve with that, be a part of that, you know, hang out with him and, you know, be able to talk about our day. And then Thursdays after, I usually go back into the office, so after we're done there, and I meet with all my first years just to kind of look at clips that they've done on our developmental squad, you know, yep. Little tips that I want them to work on so they're feeling, and talk to them a little bit about our game plan for Saturday, just so that they're, you know, not just totally blindsided when it's their turn. So we're constantly trying to develop those young men. Man, Fridays, Coach, I don't have to go into work if it's a home game till 3 o'clock in the afternoon, unless I have a recruit or a kid from my area. Man, I'm sure. You know, hanging out with my wife and I, we go on another hike together, usually Friday morning. If we have an away game, then we practice Friday morning, we're on the plane, and then start to cycle all over again.
Working on the fundamentals and honing your skill set is critical. On Thursday's episode, we spoke with Shenango Forks High School's head coach, Dave Hogan, about how he develops his players' skill set and how they focus on individual periods more often during practice.
Well, you know, 10, 15 years ago, we did, it just seemed like we were doing a lot of team time, and that was like the template, like you had talked about. I think we've kind of gotten away from that at least the last 4 or 5 years, even more so, with taking, you know, a little less team time and getting into skills and drills work. We do individual work a little bit there, and then we get in smaller groups, and particularly tackling. We've taken it to a new level there. We have lots of different, primarily tracking drills. You know, we talk about, you know, tackling drills are useless unless we can get to the guy. So we spend a lot of time with that. We put the kids in a lot of different places, and you just try to track. We do 2-on-1 tackling. We do 3-on-2 tackling. We do 1-on-1 tackling straight up, the inside out box. You know, lots of different things. And as I watch some more things here at the clinic, yeah, we got a couple more we can't wait to try. So I think that's pretty unique in that we're doing more and more of that and a little less of the team time.
So, you know, typically outside of the tackling, what's the individual period for you? How long are you working individual in a practice?
Usually no more than 14 minutes would be the max, depending on what we're doing. When we do tackling station, we do like 19 minutes. And I guess that's the other thing. We used to have like 10-minute segments and 15-minute segments, 5-minute drinks. And now we've made it even, you know, pretty more precise there. You know, we've got 9-minute segments and 6-minute segments. But for tackling, it's typically 9 minutes. It depends on what it is. Sometimes we get to 2 different tracking and tackling techniques. And then, you know, other times it might just be 1, depending on what we're doing.
Yeah.
With, you know, like we like to do inside run game versus, and, you know, maybe take the tight ends out of there and we just go in between the tackles. That's, I mean, lots of teams do this, but we kind of committed to that. We do that a whole lot more than we ever used to, and we've got a whole lot out of that. Do half line stuff, half line technique. We do, you know, just things like that, breaking it down. And I think that it really has helped us quite a bit.
To close out the week, we invited Wagner College's head coach, Tom Masella, onto the podcast. Here how Coach Masella utilizes detailed walkthroughs to prepare his team and to teach fundamental lessons.
Fast mind, slow feet.
Yeah.
Be on top of everything mentally, but we're just slowing down the movements. You know, you can get a lot done by walking through in fast minds, and it's a jog through or a walk, however you want it. But I always tell the guys, fast mind, slow feet. We want to get this right, and we want you to understand why we're getting it right, and everybody be. So a lot of our walkthroughs are 2-3 steps. But be in your stance. Take your first step, and then let's slow it down from there and fit it up the way we want to fit.
Proper footwork.
Yeah, all that. So that's how I look at walkthroughs.
And then practice is certainly an important part of it. There's a lot of different ways to do that for you. What are the keys to good practice?
I think, you know, one is we want to keep our players healthy. We don't want to put our players in positions where they can, that we can control the environment. So, you know, you can't hit as much as you used to hit. And we got to keep kids off the ground. We want to put them in a position where we're playing as fast as we can, but we're controlling the situation where we're not putting ourselves in a position to risk injury to our players. And that is fine line. Every once in a while, you got to cut it loose.
Yeah.
But, you know, you got to learn to practice. We have three different tempos that we use, and our kids have got to understand those tempos, and our coaches have got to understand those tempos. So, you know, we talk long and hard about it, you know, what the tempo is in each group setting, team setting, individual setting.
For our featured iTunes review of the week, we have Coach Rob 3121. Coach Rob stated that the Coach and Coordinator Podcast is a great one-stop shop for pointy discussion on every side of the ball. He's a big fan of the conversations and tips, and also the guests are top-notch and provide insight to coaches on all levels. Thank you for tuning in, Coach Rob. Don't forget to leave a 5-star rating on iTunes, and you can be featured in next week's highlight show. Thank you for tuning into the Coach and Coordinator Podcast. If you enjoy the content on our show, please don't hesitate to like, subscribe, and leave a 5-star review for our podcast on iTunes. Also, don't forget to check out our systems for skill development in blocking, defeating blocks, and tackling at footballdevelopment.com. Follow us daily on Twitter for content and interaction at FBDevCoach. And be sure to check out our X's and O's analysis at blogs.usafootball.com.